Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast. Welcome back home, a modern day parable. On our previous episode, Michelle's manager pressures her to spend her own money to record professional tracks at a top studio, framing the massive cost as an essential investment in her future. Growing moral compromise is noted by her friend Tanecha, who observes Michelle's frantic, secretive behavior and hints at drug use. Meanwhile, her spiritual friend Suzanne leaves after Michelle asks her to lie, deciding to step back. Finally, Michelle discovers she is pregnant and is immediately abandoned by her boyfriend, who harshly demands she get rid of it to save his own career and accuses her of infidelity, leaving Michelle to face the ultimate crisis alone.
Up now, an Entertainment Tonight exclusive. American Idol contestant Michelle Landon has been removed from the competition following revelations of what sources describe as increasingly erratic behavior, contract violations, and personal struggles that have rocked the show's production.
Our investigation reveals a pattern of concerning incidents involving the 18-year-old singer from Kansas, who captured America's heart with her powerful audition of Lift Every Voice and Sing just months ago. Multiple production sources tell ET that Landon frequently missed rehearsals, appeared disoriented during filming, and was involved in what one insider calls unprofessional conduct with show personnel.
There were days she couldn't get through a song without forgetting lyrics she'd known perfectly the day before. Sometimes she'd show up late, sometimes not at all. The other contestants were starting to complain.
More damaging are allegations that Landon violated her contestant contract by secretly signing with talent manager Isaac Hayes while still competing on the show, a clear breach of Idol's exclusivity agreements.
Contestants sign very specific contracts that prohibit outside representation during the competition. If these allegations are true, it's not just grounds for removal. It could result in legal action.
Sources also confirm that Landon was observed consuming alcohol at industry events despite being underage, and there are unconfirmed reports of substance use affecting her performances. Perhaps most shocking are persistent rumours that the young singer may be pregnant, a development that would complicate her ability to continue in the competition.
American Idol has high standards for all contestants. When those standards are not met, we must take appropriate action to protect the integrity of the competition and the safety of all involved.
Attempts to reach Landon for comment have been unsuccessful. Her boyfriend, Malik Williams, who accompanied her to Los Angeles, declined to speak with ET.
This is a developing story. Michelle Landon's elimination will be addressed on tomorrow night's live results show. The remaining contestants will continue competing for the American Idol crown.
It's awful what happened to Michelle, isn't it?
Well, she may not be the American Idol, but she's certainly famous.
Being voted off that show is bad enough, but being kicked off, I couldn't live with that.
Hey, there are many people who make it big because of public humiliation or scandal.
And then there are people who become YouTube sensations for 15 minutes and then disappear forever.
Do you know if she's been bailed out yet?
I think Chris put up the money for the bail.
How come Malik didn't do that?
Didn't you hear the news? Malik and some chick ran off to New York. She has a modeling gig, and he's going to be her manager.
Oh, and get this. I hear it was Malik who sold the story about Michelle to the National Enquirer.
Wow, that's what got everything started. I never liked that guy.
If she's convicted on the drug charge, how much jail time could she do?
It's simple possession and a first-time offense. She might be able to get off with a fine.
Man, she's really changed. The Michelle that I knew when she first arrived here from Wichita was a good church girl. She never drank, let alone did drugs.
Church girl? Are you serious? But come to think of it, those types of repressed girls tend to go really wild when they get a bit of freedom.
Not sure how free she'll feel if she's locked up.
Well, thanks for meeting me, guys. You've been really good to me, and I wanted the chance to say goodbye before leaving.
We can't convince you to stay. You made it to the top 12 on Idol. That should open some doors for you.
No, I'm done with that life. I don't want to end up like Michelle.
What time's the flight?
Just after 2. Which means that I should probably get going. Take care, you guys. I'm going to miss you.
So, Sheila, you gonna call her?
Michelle, please. That girl is yesterday's news. I don't have time for her. Check, please.
Well, now that's just rude.
Mr. Landon, here's a cup of tea. Would you like anything else?
Thanks, Kara. Would you mind sitting with me a while?
Of course.
I'm writing and praying and agonizing here. I don't know what else to do.
I know you blame yourself for Michelle leaving, but you can only do so much. You and your wife showed your children the truth. You taught them the love of God. But ultimately, they have to be the ones who decide whether or not they want to accept.
You're right, but I wish I could do more now than pray.
Maybe just trust a little more?
That's a good reminder. Would you mind praying with me?
I'd be happy to.
I taught her the word, I showed her the way, but now she's gone, and I don't know what to pray. Was I too harsh, or not strong enough? Did I hold too tight, or give up too much? In those moments when I'm feeling, I'm encouraged, I did the best I could do. But still there's more,
still we can pray.
When the words come slow,
we will pray though we
may not know. If she's listening, if she's wandering far, still we will trust the keeper of her. Like a song I can't let go, even when the silence answers, still my hope will grow. I've seen storms turn back to sunlight, I've seen pride give way to grace. God's hand isn't shortened, even when they push away, still we can pray.
Do you have a minute?
I have class in 10 minutes.
Did you see the news?
Ha, huh, disqualified. I figured it was coming.
She's not answering anyone. She's hurting, Liz.
She's reaping what she sowed. You can't ignore everything you were taught and expect things to end well.
She's not evil, just lost.
I do feel badly for her, but she chose this. Over friends, over family, over church, over God.
Maybe. But I think she hoped you'd still be there when it all fell apart. You should call her before it's too late.
Welcome back home, a modern parable to be continued.